This is the story of the three feathers, one of which opened a magic door. Once, a very long time ago, in a large and rich kingdom, there lived a ruler who had three sons. Now it happened that two of them were wise and clever, while the third was a silent and simple lad, and for that reason was called the Simpleton. When the king grew old and weak, he didn't know which of the sons should inherit the kingdom when he died. So he said to them, "Go out and search over the whole land and bring back each of you the most beautiful carpet you can find. The one who brings the finest carpet shall be king after my death. So as to be fair with you, I'll blow three feathers into the air, and each of you will follow the direction in which the wind blows your feather." And saying this, he blew the feathers. One went to the east, another to the west, but the one belonging to the Simpleton fell straight to the ground. The other two laughed at their unfortunate brother, and then went merrily on their way, one to the left, the other to the right. The unhappy Simpleton stood kicking the ground with his foot, feeling that he could never hope to be king now. And then his foot hit a trap door, which immediately sprung open. There before him was a flight of stairs. So he went down them and came to another door, knocked at it, and heard somebody inside calling,
"Little green maiden small, hopping hither and thither, hop to the door and see who is there."
The door opened, and there before him sat a great fat toad, and around her were many little toads.
"Why have you come down into the earth through my trap door?"
asked the fat toad.
"I'm looking for the prettiest and finest carpet in the kingdom,"
answered the Simpleton. The toad nodded and smiled, then called to a young toad and said,
"Little green maiden small, hopping hither and thither, hop quickly and bring me the great box hither."
When the young toad brought the box, the fat toad opened it and gave Simpleton a carpet out of it.
Thank you very much,"
stammered the Simpleton as he smiled shyly at the family of toads. Then he went through the door, up the stairs, and opening the trap door, saw a world that now seemed very sunny and bright to him.